האיש החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים לראות טוב. איי איי איי, מי האיש החפץ חיים?
קבוצות בתורנות, פתח תקווה, עשירייה 31, באר שבע.
Okay, 10th on duty, פתח תקווה, number 31, באר שבע, the Baltics group, 10 number 3, Moscow, 10 number 7, and New York, 10 number 3, and we'll give the right of speech to Moscow.
Hello, friends.
С огромным, огромным трепетом хотим вам сказать,
что... It is that we want to tell you that when we prepared for this moment, we thought about and asked only for one thing, to enter this lesson together. To request to connect around the Rav, to be 110, to hear Rav.
We realize that the most important thing that each one of the friends lacks is love. The Creator sends us enough hatred. We only need to add in love and connection. So let's pass this lesson. Let's have this lesson go only through this point, so that in the end, as a result of all of our efforts, we will discover this middle line that builds love above the hatred.
Good morning, friends. We'll read an excerpt and then we'll have a workshop question. So, who is the mightiest of the mighty? He who makes his foe his friend. In ethics, we should interpret that mighty is one who conquers his inclination. That is, he works with the good inclination and subdues the evil inclination. The mightiest of the mighty is one who works also with the evil inclination, as our sages said, with all your heart, with both your inclinations. Where the evil inclination too serves the Creator, it follows that he makes his foe, the evil inclination, his friend. And since the evil inclination is also serving the Creator, it follows that here he has more work, for which he is called the mightiest of the mighty. Now the workshop question is, choose one friend towards whom you feel hatred and tell the friends how great he is without mentioning his name. Relate to him like your own beloved son. Again, choose one of the friends towards whom you feel hatred and tell the other friends how great he is without mentioning his name. As you do this, relate to him like to your beloved son.
Well, there is a friend that I used to have some hatred towards, and for him the morning lesson first of all is the center of life. it doesn't matter when he went to sleep, how he went to sleep, what is happening, his whole reality, his whole life is first of all organized according to the morning lesson, and it is a person who also shows that as an example to others, and he disseminates it without many words. It is a person who cares for the center here as for his own home, truly, without being given a duty or anything. This is his home, his house, a person with a great heart towards all the friends.
Yeah, I also had a friend towards whom I had these feelings of hatred. Such feelings of hatred, most of all because of a certain childish attitude towards the path. But with time you learn, you see how consistent he is, how persistent he always comes. He took me to a place where I can learn about myself, about the patience we need to have in this path.
I
can only say that I made a big mistake, and the Creator proved it to me, and He showed me that everything that I felt was a lie. And this friend, now I love him the most.
And
he truly bought my heart.
We will now read a letter to the students from Rav Lightman from the 22nd of December, from yesterday. Dear students, in the upcoming times, until the week of congresses, we have to make efforts in order to change our inner attitude. We must fight over the unity between us. A student who wants to know, to understand, to attain, has to connect in practice with the others. Otherwise, around me will remain only a few students, and around them, all of the rest of the students in wider circles. True, there are students who've been learning for 20 years and more, but they themselves can't hear, can't listen. This is part of the developmental process until you begin to listen. As Baal Sulam writes, the wisdom of Kabbalah requires greatly intelligent people who study the heart to study it for 20 or 30 years, and only then they'll be able to attest to it. Therefore, I do not think that I've wasted years of study, though previously I knew that it was impossible to speak this way. We are now entering a period where our study will deeply affect each and every one of us. A number of us will enter into God's work in a practical sense. A portion may be destined to leave our study, and a part will remain as chassidim, devotees, students who will nod their heads and their hearts will not respond. There is a danger that they also will leave unless they will persevere with all their resolve and ability. Then the internal special part of the society will advance and they will accompany this part. My advice for all the students is to hold on to the path internally. If you support each other, then the Creator will be revealed between you and no one can come near you. Your position is excellent. You have the upper force. You must be in connection with Him alone. Therefore, only you, the friends, with the correct attitude between you, will build together the hatred and the love, both, the one over the other, like a sandwich. Love covers all crimes. In the middle, between love and hate, you will reveal the Creator. Tell me, what could possibly be better than that? Now it's important for me to be precise in saying that we are not battling against division, separation, hate, or repulsion. Rather, we assemble the unity, the connection, and love upon them, one upon the other. And if you lack the strength to begin, then pray together to the Creator, for He expects and anticipates this. Intentionally, He has not given you the power to connect in order, or the desire to connect, in order that you will approach Him. The connection must be directed at Him. Otherwise, certainly nothing will result from this. How will you begin this step? Act. Play at it. If only because the teacher tells you to do so. I know that you do not listen. Nobody is able to listen. But with a joint effort, by mustering all the strength that we have, our hearts will be awakened to listen. Please spread this idea further between all the members of Nebuch. This way, at the very least, you will awaken each other.
ועכשיו נעבור לסדנה שקטה.
Now, a silent workshop. Each friend thinks of how he helps the friends hold on to the path internally. Each friend thinks of how he can help the friends to hold on to the path internally.
חי ורעי למען החי ורעי למען החי החי ורעי אדם ונפשה שלום בא למען בית השם אלוקינו הבקשתו בא למען בית השם אלוקינו הבקשתו
אבל כשטוב